إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد For my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the consciousness and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to thank Him and to praise Him for the bounty of blessed seasons that He sends to His servants to forgive their sins, to multiply their rewards, and to raise them in ranks with Him. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the season, the blessed season of Ramadan is upon us. The season which Allah Azza wa Jal has sent down, the month within which Allah Azza wa Jal sent down the Qur'an al-Kareem. The Qur'an, this book of guidance for all of humanity till the Day of Judgment, that clarifies the way of Hidayah for all human beings, for all of humanity. And this month, the blessed month of Ramadan, it is a month which Allah has given us to forgive and take away all of the sins that we've built up throughout the year. And in order for us to do good so that He can multiply it, and He multiplies rewards greatly in this month. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave us this month so that the sinners can turn to Him and be forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ, it was narrated that he said that the beginning of this month, the blessed month of Ramadan, is a mercy, is a rahmah from Allah. In the middle of this month, the middle of it is maghfirah, it's forgiveness. And the end of it, the end of this month, it is freedom from the hellfire. And this beloved month and blessed month of Ramadan, it is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in it a day. The ibadah, the worship in it is worth the worship of 1,000 months. This special day, the Laylatul Qadr, it is in the month of Ramadan. And those righteous and wise people, they seek out that night within this blessed month. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in this month, Allah has commanded the believers to fast. It is a pillar of this deen, one of the 5 essential pillars of Islam. And He has made it obligatory on all of the believers. And the one who does it, the one who fasts for the sake of Allah, having faith in Allah and seeking His bounty, then all of his previous sins will be forgiven. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has commanded and the Prophet ﷺ has recommended in the nights of Ramadan, the night prayer, the Taraweeh, that we pray together in the masjid. This is from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And also in this month, for those who have the blessing of traveling for Umrah, the reward of an Umrah in Ramadan is like a Hajj in reward. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, you must know that the devils are chained up in this month. They do not have the effect on the believers. And the doors of paradise are opened, and the righteous, they increase in their good deeds in this beloved month. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin the month of Ramadan, according to the ulama, when we see the hilal of Ramadan, when we have an eyewitness, according to the ulama, who visually sees the crescent of Ramadan, then this is the beginning, this is the first of the month of Ramadan. But if the crescent is hidden, then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, complete, Sha'ban, complete 30 days, and begin after that the month of Ramadan. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the rulings of this month, is that we should not fast the day before Ramadan, or the 2 days before it. These are called the Ayyam al-Shak, the days of doubt. If the crescent has not been seen, then it is not from righteousness to fast on that day. It is not from righteousness to precede the correct time of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ forbade that, to fast on the day of Shak. But those who have a habit, who are regularly fasting, or those women or others who have to make up days, they are allowed to fast on this day. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Sumu li ru'yatihi," fast when you see the hilal of Ramadan. وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ, and when you see the hilal of Shawwal, then end the month of Ramadan and begin the Eid. And the ulama, they say a single reliable witness is sufficient to begin the month, and two witnesses, according to the majority of ulama, is necessary to end the month of fasting. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, anybody who disbelieves in the obligation of fasting Ramadan cannot be a Muslim. He is not a believer, because he's denying the ayah of Allah, the ayat of Allah. Allah says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba 'alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun," in order that you may attain taqwa. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, fasting is required upon every adult, healthy male or female Muslim who's local and not traveling. This is the condition for those who fulfill these conditions. They are obliged to fast. Every adult Muslim. If a person was not Muslim and he accepted Islam in Ramadan, then he does not have to make up the days. He wasn't Muslim, it was not obligatory for him. And if a person was a child, a young child, he's not obliged to fast the month of Ramadan, but it is highly recommended. In fact, some of the ulama, they say that if we require the child to pray at 7, as the Prophet commanded, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should also command him to fast, or at least encourage him part of the day. This is to raise the spirit of Ramadan and the khashya of Allah in our children, so that they have consciousness of these blessed seasons. They have consciousness of their Lord and ibadah to Him. And in fact, you see from the Sahaba, this blessed generation, that they would raise their children fasting during the month of Ramadan. Young children, they would even give them toys to play with, dolls made out of wool. So this meant that the children were very young. But they had love for the iman for their children. It is not from love to say, "I don't want my children to fast. I don't want to wake them up for Fajr, let them sleep." This is not true love. True love for our children, it means that we love for them to know their Creator and to get closer to them through the acts of Ramadan. Also, the child, when he attains the age of puberty, male or female, it becomes obligatory upon them to fast the month of Ramadan. The child, he becomes an adult through one of three things for any child, male or female. If he reaches the age of 15, if the child reaches the age of 15, whether male or female, they are considered an adult by the majority of ulama. They have to join us in prayer, and they should be encouraged, they must fast the month of Ramadan. And also, if a child, he sees the dream, the wet dream, as you know, once that happens, the child has become an adult, and he should be treated with an adult, with the responsibilities of an adult. And the third thing is, of course, the growth of hair on the body. This indicates that the child has reached maturity and he's ready to fulfill all of the duties of fasting and prayer and all of the other obligations of Islam. And there's a special quality in girls. Of course, a girl, when she sees the monthly cycle, she's become an adult. She's become a woman, and the fasting is obligatory upon her. Also, the ulama, they state that fasting is not obligatory on those who are not sane of mind. Those who are not conscious, if they are unconscious for several days in a coma, the ulama say 3 days or more, then they are no longer obliged to fast because they are not sane and they are not able to fast. But the elderly, those who are old, who are weak, then again Allah gives them a rukhsah. Those who are reached the age of senility, then they do not have to fast. But in order for them to fulfill the obligation, they must give a fidya. They must feed a poor person for every day that they are not able to fast. Also, when we look at the rulings of fasting, which all of us must know, a person who is ill, who is sick, and then he recovers from his illness, he was not fasting during those months of the month of Ramadan, he must hasten to make up those days. He must immediately make up the days he missed and not delay it, especially beyond a year. The ulama, they say, delaying the making up of the fasting beyond a year is sinful. And some of them even said that one has to pay a fidya if they delay it beyond a year. However, those who pass away after a long illness, they are not obliged to make up their fasting because they never had the ability to make it up. So there's no debt upon them if they've died from that illness. Also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded the rukhsa. In fact, it is mentioned in the Quran, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى السَّفَرِ. Whoever is on a journey, whoever is sick or on a journey, he does not have to fast. Allah wants for you ease, and He does not want hardship. Allah does not want to punish us, but He wants us to show our ubudiyyah to Him. So Allah, He commands rukhas, leeways in the religion. Those who are traveling, and they are in need, they are suffering from that travel, they should break their fast. The Prophet ﷺ, when he came to Mecca, and the Sahaba, they were all very, very thirsty, and it was affecting them. The Prophet ﷺ commanded for a glass of water to be brought, and he raised it up and drank it himself in front of everybody in the day in Ramadan to show them that Allah loves for them to take the rukhsa if they are in need of it. And then when word reached him that some people didn't break their fast, he said, they are disobedient ones. They have disobeyed the Messenger of Allah. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, also those who are busy traveling, taxi drivers, or those who are constantly traveling, they have this rukhsa, where they can break their fast during the day in Ramadan, as long as they make it up. They make it up as soon as they can after the month of Ramadan. Also, my beloved brothers in Islam, from the rulings we must know is that traveling for the sake of escaping fast, somebody who takes a journey in order to escape the fasting of Ramadan, then that person, he is not given this rukhsa. He is not given a rukhsa in order to disobey Allah. It is only for those who seek to please Allah and not to escape His commandments. And there is also an important ruling for our sisters in Islam, that the menses that a woman has, she is not allowed to fast during this time. And even if she did, it would not be accepted from her. As Aisha, she said in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ commanded the women that they should not fast when in their menses, and they should make them up, and that they should not pray, but they do not have to make up the prayer. O Muslims, O beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatness of this month is that those who come to it and stand in its nights in prayer, all of their previous sins will be forgiven. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever stood at night, standing up, calling on his Lord, standing with the believers in prayer during the nights of Ramadan, and he completes the whole month with iman in Allah and seeking His bounty, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Do you see, my brothers, the mercy of Allah? Do you see the rahmah of Allah and the kindness He shows to His servants? My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Taraweeh is one of the blessed events of this month, and we should strive hard to stand in prayer and complete it with the imam. We should stay, because one who stays with the imam till the end, it is as if he stood the whole night in prayer, even if he slept in his bed the rest of the night. It is written for him as if he stood, the whole night in prayer. And also a reminder for the imam, the one who leads the prayer, not to rush and lose the khushu'ah of the salah, and not to hasten in reciting the Qur'an without giving every letter its haq from the rules of tajweed. But the goal of this prayer is not to hasten through it and quickly finish, but the goal is to stand in front of one's Lord and to remember Him and attain khashya and to fulfill the haq of the salah, giving every sajda its haq and fulfilling the arkan of the salah. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the month of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, the month of the Qur'an. So let us read the book of Allah and bring it to life in our houses, and bring it to life for our children. Let us share the stories of the Qur'an and the rulings of the Qur'an together. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best role model for this ummah, he used to stand for the month of Ramadan. He used to stand at night. He would stand and pray the night prayer, 8 raka'ahs. And after him, Umar, he stood for 20 raka'ahs or more. And the ulama, they say there's no fixed number for these salawat. The ulama, they say there is flexibility in the salah. So it is not obligatory to fast, to pray a certain number of raka'ahs, 20 or 8 or 36 as in some schools like the Maliki school. But it is a matter that is wide, and it is something that Allah has provided ease in it. So however many one prays, it is accepted. It is correct and according to the Sunnah. May Allah guide you and I to spend this month in worship of Him, to guard us against sins and evil, and to guide us to the straight path and save us from His hellfire, and be among those who fast this Ramadan and all of their previous sins are forgiven, seeking His ward and iman in Him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام, أوصيكم بتقوى الله تعالى. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you again and myself to hold on to the commandments of Allah and to avoid His prohibitions. This is what the wise believer does. When these special seasons come and he knows that the good deeds are multiplied and likewise the sins are magnified in the eyes of Allah, he seeks these special times to do qurubat, to attain closeness to his Creator. He stays further away from the prohibitions and he hastens to fulfill Allah's commandments. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must thank Allah for all of His bounties upon us, for showing us the religion of truth and the rulings of this religion, and for guiding us on the straight path. My beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, there are 7 things that break one's fast. 7 things that all of us must know and be careful to stay away from. The first and the most dangerous thing that breaks one's fast is relations between husband and wife. This is the most dangerous thing, and in fact, it has the greatest penalty for one who breaks their fast through relations with his spouse or her spouse. They have 4 things that they must fulfill if they do this. They must fast the rest of the day. And then they must make up that day that they broke. And of course, they must first and foremost make tawbah to Allah for the great sin of violating the sanctity of this blessed month. And finally, they must have an expiation. And perhaps you all know the greatness of this expiation, fasting 60 days continuously. 60 days continuously in order to expiate for such a sin. And if they break it in the middle, they must begin again the 60 days. So this is one of the first and foremost thing that breaks our fast. And secondly, from the things that break our fast and the faqtirat, is the release of the water of the man or the woman from either foreplay or the secret habit which is forbidden. These things will, when the water is released, the sperm of the man or the woman, then their fast is broken. And it's important to know this because many do not even know this ruling, that it will break the fast. And that day is nullified and they must fast the rest of the day, make tawbah and make up for that day. And the third thing, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as you all know, is anything, eating or drinking or smoking, any of these things that enter the body, it nullifies one's fast. It breaks the fast that a person has taken. Of course, if he does it deliberately. If he does that deliberately. And the fourth that the ulama mentioned, of the mufattirat, those that break our fast, is if a person, they take an injection that nourishes the body. If somebody has an IV or something that nourishes his body, it is as if he has eaten, as if he has taken nutrition into his body. And the ulama say that this nullifies the fast. And the fifth thing that breaks our fast is giving the blood either through cupping or transfusion. Removing the blood of one's body through cupping or transfusion, it will break our fast. And it is important to avoid this, unless it is for a test, a small amount of blood, or some blood from the gums. This is forgiven, but one should not swallow it. One should avoid swallowing this if the blood comes from their gums. But if there's a dire need, somebody's in need of blood and transfusion, one is allowed to break his fast. The lesser of two evils. The person can give the blood and make up the day afterwards. Also, the sixth thing that will break our fast is if one intentionally vomits. If they vomit, then their fast is broken intentionally. However, if it happens by accident or from illness, then their fast is not broken. This is because if one does it intentionally, it does not remove completely from one's body, and some of it is bound to come back into his stomach. So the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded us, the one who does it intentionally, his fast is broken. But one whom it happens to without his will, then it is forgiven for him. And also to mention, I forgot, also we should mention that if one, he releases water in his sleep, he has a wet dream in his sleep, is his fast broken? It is not broken because of the mercy of Allah. Rufi'a an ummati, Allah raises the pen from the sleeping person. He's not accountable for what happened in his sleep. And also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the final thing that breaks the fast, and this is pertaining especially to our sisters, is the hayd, the coming of the menses, or the nifas, the postnatal bleeding. If a woman is fasting in 5 minutes before Maghrib, her menses come, then her fast is broken. Even if she doesn't eat, she has to make up the day. And likewise, vice versa, if her menses end 5 minutes before Fajr, even if she didn't shower or take ghusl, she has to fast that day. It becomes obligatory upon her. These are from the important rulings of fasting. And perhaps one or two more important things. The using of a toothbrush. The ulama, they say that the brush itself is permissible. The Prophet ﷺ would use the miswak. But the toothpaste is disliked because it leaves a strong taste that enters one's stomach. But if one can use a little of it so that it doesn't leave any taste, then it is better to do that. And also applying drops in the eyes and ears, there is no harm for this, inshaAllah ta'ala. And finally, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, O Muslims, we have to keep away from obscenity in this month and evil deeds. The goal of fasting is not just to restrain from food. What does Allah say? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Whoever leaves food and drink, but he doesn't restrain his mouth from obscenity and lying and backbiting, then Allah has no need for his hunger and thirst. The most important goal of fasting is to attain taqwa, khushu'a, obedience to Allah, the consciousness of Him. This is the goal of fasting, to fear Allah in secret and in open. So during this month, we must hasten to perform our obligatory prayers. We must come to the masjid as much as we can in the obligatory prayers, to seek knowledge, to learn, to recite the Holy Quran, to be in dhikr as much as you can in the car, at work, at home, with your children. Be in remembrance of Allah. Have beneficial durus in your house so that you do not busy yourselves with things that are prohibited. Also, we must avoid cheating and lying, stealing, staying away from the major sins, of course. This is the first and foremost goal of fasting. If we can stay away from what is halal, food and drink, then certainly it should be training to stay away from what is haram. That is even more important to stay away from, the things that are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. May Allah help us to achieve the forgiveness of this blessed month and to join our hearts in His worship and bring the Ummah together during this month and raise from it all the hardships and difficulties all over the world. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا وثبتنا في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وزوجاته والخلفاء الراشدين. أما أستغفر الله لي ولكم. يا عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Still with Rasul. Please come forward. Close the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.